Impeachment roundup. The residents who had converged at the Nyeri Cultural Hall said they will only support a motion to impeach both President Dr. William Ruto and his deputy. They also said that they had also turned out in large numbers to ensure that the Mount Kenya region is not bungled out of government. "We have unanimously decided that if Rigathi is impeached, the president should also go home. If Rigathi is a thief, we also know the president has committed bigger offenses than his deputy and he should lead the way. No Rigathi, no Ruto," said Samuel Kingori. At one point, chaos broke out inside the hall after it emerged that two members of parliament, MPs, from the county were planning to interfere with the public participation session. The angry residents, accompanied by ward representatives, stormed out of the hall and marched to the two venues where the bribery is alleged to have been taking place. Nyeri residents fill in the public views template form under one of the tents pitched outside the Nyeri Cultural Hall in Nyeri Town. Photo by Courier Anthony. It is alleged that Madeira Member of Parliament, Eric Wamumbi, and his counterpart from Nyeri Town, Duncan Mathenge, had printed and distributed fake public views template forms that members of the public were supposed to sign. The two are also accused of bribing the residents in an attempt to block them from getting to the venue. Efforts by the Nyeri Deputy County Commissioner, Joseph Mwangi, fell on deaf ears as the mob walked out with a promise of resuming the exercise after chasing away the two MPs.